CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners, this is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 megahertz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday the 13th of October 2024, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. The RSGB 2024 convention is taking place this weekend. Two new volunteer youth champions have been appointed by the RSGB. Celebrations are underway to mark the first trans-global two-way radio communication. The RSGB convention has been in full swing this weekend. If you haven't been able to attend, the RSGB has provided a packed live stream on each day, and those live streams are available for anyone to view. Full of presentations, interviews, and videos to inspire you, this is another way to enjoy your convention in your way. Either go direct to the RSGB YouTube channel or head over to rsgb.org/livestream to see the program of presentations and the links to the live streams. The RSGB is delighted to announce the appointment of two new volunteer youth champion roles. Chris Aitken, MM0WIC, will be the RSGB's school youth champion, and Rhys Williams, M0WGY, otherwise AJ6XD, will be the university youth champion. Chris is a computing science teacher at Wick High School, Caithness. Since 2023, Chris has been running the Wick High School Radio Club, GM0WHS, providing students with a wide range of experiences in amateur radio. He has four students who have passed their foundation license exam and are now taking on leadership roles within the club and assisting the elitist cohort in their studies. He is also a member of the RSGB outreach team. You can contact Chris via youthchampion.school@rsgb.org.uk. Rhys represented the RSGB at the Youngsters on the Air camp in Prague this year. He sent back daily reports on his activities, which you can still see on the website under the Summer Camps tab at rsgb.org/YOTA. He's starting a PhD in aerospace engineering at the University of Oxford, and is keen to help the RSGB support the growth of amateur radio in universities across the UK. You can contact Rhys via youthchampion.uniformnovemberindia@rsgb.org.uk. Ben Lloyd, GW4BML, is the board liaison for youth activities. He said that he welcomes Chris and Rhys to their new youth volunteer roles and looks forward to working closely with them in the future to attract and grow RSGB youth membership. He explained that the three of them have already had some positive conversations and shared some good ideas, which they will all be putting into place over the coming months. This week marks the centenary of the world's very first trans-global two-way radio communication. On the 18th of October 1924, Frank Bell, 4 Alpha Alpha from New Zealand, and Cecil Goyder, 2 Sierra Zulu from North London, changed the way in which we communicate forever by making contact on the amateur bands. To commemorate this historic contact, special call signs will be active and awards and QSL cards will be available for those who make contact with these special stations. GB2NZ and ZM100DX have already been active since the start of the month. Starting tomorrow until the 20th of October, calls reflecting Goyder's call sign G2SZ and Bell's ZL4AA will be active. This will include activity here in the UK from Mill Hill School in North London, which is the original location from which Goido made his contact. On Friday the 18th of October, radio amateurs will also be recreating and reenacting the first contact between Goido and Bell. It's hoped that the QSL will be made on a wavelength close to that used in 1924. To find out more about this unique celebration, go to GolfBravo2NovemberZulu.com. YOTA month is just around the corner, and the RSTB is looking for volunteers to host the GB24 YOTA call sign throughout the month of December. As in previous years, schools, clubs, guide and scout groups, and also individuals are invited to host young radio amateurs whilst they operate with the call sign. Each day during the month has been split into a number of operating slots that you can book. In recent years, this system has allowed many more youngsters to get on the radio throughout the month. You can see the operating calendar by visiting QRZ.com and searching for GB24YOTA. Operators should be below the age of 26. Those that do not hold a full amateur radio license should be supervised by an appropriate full licensee whilst operating. The RSTB is pleased that previous activators have already reached out to book their operating slots, but there are still many more up for grabs. To book an operating slot or for more information about YOTA month, please email Jamie, M0SDV, at yankeeoscartangoalpha.month at rsgb.org.uk. During last month's Hamfest in Newark, the ICQ podcast team spoke with RSGB President John McCulloch, GI4BWM, RSGB Board Chair Stuart Bryant, V3YSX, and RSGB General Manager Steve Thomas, M1ACB. Listen to episode 440 of the podcast series to hear them discuss some of the many events that the Society is currently involved with. This includes the recent amateur radio on the International Space Station contact, which Girl Guiding and Her Royal Highness the Duchess of Edinburgh took part in, as well as the RSGB convention. The second part of the interview, which features the chair of the RSGB's Propagation Studies Committees, Steve Nichols, G0KYA, will be aired during upcoming episode 441. Visit icqpodcast.com to listen to episode 440 now. The RSGB has been delighted with the number of responses that it has received in response to its call for Jamboree on the Air participation, which is taking place between the 18th and 20th of October. The Society has compiled a list of scouting groups that are involved with the annual event and have shared it on its website. The list is available by going to rsgb.org/JulietOscarTangoAlpha and choosing the JOTA Stations on the Air link on the right-hand side of the page. If you are planning to get involved with JOTA and would like to be added to the list, please get in touch via Charlie Oscar Mike Mike Sierra at rsgb.org.uk with a summary of your station name, call sign and any other relevant information. The RSGB would love to see your photos of scouts getting involved with JOTA, so tag at the RSGB and also use hashtag JOTAJOTI to be involved in the conversation on social media. If you're not involved with the JOTA station, do listen out for them on the air and encourage the young operators. And now for details of rallies and events. The Dartmoor Autumn Radio Rally is taking place today. The venue is Yelverton War Memorial Hall, Mevey Lane, Yelverton in Devon. The usual bring and buy area, trader stands, refreshments and free parking are available. The doors are open from 10 a.m. and admission costs £2.50. For more information you could visit dartmoorradioclub.uk or, a bit late now, email 2e0rph@gmail.com. And also, Hornsey Amateur Radio Club Rally is taking place today. And the Mexborough and District Amateur Radio Society Rally is taking place on Sunday the 19th of October. The date has been confirmed for the 12th Scottish Microwave Roundtable Golf Mike Romeo Tango. It'll be going ahead on Saturday the 9th of November 2024 at the Museum of Communication, Burnt Island, in Fife. Now the special event news. Celebrating the 100th anniversary of the formation of Radio Beograd in 1924, members of the Belgrade Amateur Radio Club, YU1ANO, in Serbia are active as Yankee Tango 100, Romeo Bravo, and Yankee Uniform 1924, Romeo Bravo, until the 30th of November. For details of a certificate that is available for contacting these stations, please see yu1ano.org. Special call sign, Hotel Bravo 50, Victor Charlie, is active until the 31st of December to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the Swiss Air Amateur Radio Club, HB9VC. QSOs will be uploaded to Logbook of the World. QSL cards will not be provided. You can download a certificate for working this special event station from tinyurl.com/HotelBravo50VictorCharlie-24. Now, the DX news. The Papa X-Ray Zero Fox to Foxtrot D Expedition team is active from Fernando de Narona, SA003, until the 21st of October. The team is working on the 160 to 6 meter bands, including the 60 meter band, using CW, SSD and FT8, QSL via DJ4MX, Clublog, OQRS and Logbook of the World. A team of amateurs will be active as Charlie 91 Bravo Victor from Mozambique from the 17th to the 24th of October. Operators will be working on the HF bands using CW, SSB, RTTY and FT8, QSL via EB7DX. For more information about the DX edition, see QRZ.com. Now the contest news. On Tuesday the 15th, the RSGB 1.3 GHz UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC using all modes, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday the 16th, the RSGB Autumn Series Data Contest runs from 1900 till 2030 UTC using RTTY and PSK63 on the 80 meter band, the exchange's signal report and serial number. On Thursday the 17th, the RSGB 70 MHz UK Activity Contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC, using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The Wirtual Germany Contest starts at 1500 UTC on Saturday the 19th and ends at 1500 UTC on Sunday the 20th of October, using CW and SSD on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the extended signal report and serial number. On Sunday the 20th, the RSGB 50 MHz Affiliated Societies Contest runs from 0900 to 1300 UTC, using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number, and locator. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol. Now, the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA, and G4BAO on Wednesday, the 9th of October, 2024. What a difference a week makes when it comes to HF propagation! This last week has been characterized by solar flares, coronal mass ejections, or CMEs for short, and an elevated KP index. Put together, this has resulted in dire conditions on HF, reminiscent of a solar minimum. A visible aurora was seen from the UK once again after the KP index hit 7.33 on the 8th of October. Numerous CMEs have hit the Earth and the solar proton flux has risen, resulting in a moderate S2 radiation storm as particles blasted away from the flare site. This means poor transpolar paths until the solar wind abates and the storm settles. Maximum usable frequencies have been badly affected and struggled to get much past 14 MHz over a 3,000 km path on the 8th of October. Geomagnetic storms were also forecast for Thursday the 10th and Friday the 11th. That's a shame, as before the CMEs hit, HF had been humming with a lot of DX on the 28 MHz band and many 5-watt beacons romping in from the United States. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index may drop back into the 170s, but it's anyone's guess as to how geomagnetic conditions will pan out. We've had 3 X-class solar flares over the past week, and on Wednesday the 9th, the probability of another X-class solar flare was estimated at 30%, and an M-class event at 75%, so it may be a case of batten down the hatches on HF until the storm conditions passed. This is not uncommon at this point in the solar cycle, and unsettled conditions are likely to continue as we move along the downward portion towards the solar minimum. And now the VHF and up propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. The current spell of unsettled weather is probably going to flip into high pressure mode a couple of times during the coming week. The first of these will be today and through the first half of next week. However, by Wednesday, the next change back to low pressure should be with us, closely followed by another attempt to build high pressure later in the week. This offers something for everyone, with prospects of rain scatter on the gigahertz bands and the possibility of troppo. The prospects of meteor scatter are also good, with October offering a number of useful meteor showers. While 1570 megs are the best for the mode, look at 144.360 megahertz in MSK 144 digi mode, or if it's a shower peak, 144.2 megahertz, the SSB meteor scatter calling channel, to see what's around. The solar conditions continue to behave like a solar maximum, and with several recent powerful flares and CMEs to stir things up, we should continue to check the bands for signs of aurora. The recent RSGB CW 80 meter autumn series contest on Monday the 7th of October was about as auroral as it gets, with strong flutter on signals and a challenging hour and a half for participants, so not just an effect for VHF. The RSGB 1.3 gigs UK activity contest coming up next week on Tuesday the 15th may be on the changeover from high pressure to low. Troppo might be limited to eastern areas for pass across the North Sea to northern Europe. For EME operators, moon declination is still negative, but rising to positive by Tuesday night. Past losses are falling towards minimum at perigee on Thursday the 17th. So we have increasing peak moon elevations and longer moon windows, with the lowest loss for the coming week. 144 megs sky noise is low for the rest of the week, and that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note the details of all RSGB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. I'm settling into a concise local news format. Meetings only. News for the Southwest and all of Wales. Starting with the Southwest, Blackmore Vale Amateur Radio Society is meeting from 7:30 p.m. at the new Remembrance Hall, Charlton, Shaftesbury. Flight Refueling Amateur Radio Society has club nights from 7 p.m. and the Society holds the Morse Academy every Thursday night from 7 p.m. Isle of Avalon Amateur Radio Club meets on Fridays at Ivor's Paddock from 6 p.m. There's no date to this one, but Mid-Somerset Amateur Radio Club is meeting at the Baptist Church Rooms in Shepton Mallet from 7:30 p.m. One day. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol. Postcode Bravo Sierra 16 for November Echo. Meetings start at 7 p.m. and talks start at 8 p.m. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. at the Chantry, Thornbury. The meeting this Wednesday, the 16th, will include a briefing on the forthcoming JOTA weekend, which the club is supporting at Barclay from the 18th to the 20th of October. The next meeting of Trowbridge and District Amateur Radio Club will be held on Wednesday, the 16th. On Monday, Weston-super-Mare Radio Society is meeting at Weston-super-Mare Social Club from 7:30 p.m. Now for all Wales, the next meeting of Aberdare District Amateur Radio Society will be held on Friday the 25th of October at Herwine YMCA Hall, CF44 9RB. Aberconfig and District Amateur Radio Club has its weekly meeting on Wednesday from 7 p.m. at Tondi Railway Club, Station Approach, Bridge End. On Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society is meeting from 7:30 p.m. Carmarthen Amateur Radio Society is holding a face-to-face and on-air meeting with a show-and-tell element on Tuesday, starting at 6:30 p.m. Chepstow District Amateur Radio Society meets on the first and third Tuesdays of the month in the upstairs room at Chepstow Athletic Club, NP16 5JT, from 7:30 p.m. There will be an extra social meeting on the 29th of October in the bar area. Cwmbrannan District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7 until 9 p.m. at Hentlis Village Hall, NP44 6JZ. Dragon Amateur Radio Club has a club night at Canolfan Esgeifiog, Gaiwen, from 7 p.m. Highfield Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Sonnydale, Cardiff, CF14 6EA, at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. Newport Amateur Radio Society members are having a clubhouse evening from 7 p.m. on Thursday. North Wales Amateur Radio Group, on Monday, members are meeting to discuss converting PMR radios for amateur use. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society meets at Ustrad Rhondda Sports Centre, CF41 7SY, on Tuesdays. Also on Tuesday, St. Tibby Amateur Radio Society is meeting at the Portable Cabin adjacent to Sarin Hall, SA18 3LN, from 7 p.m. And finally, Uskside Amateur Radio Club meets every Monday from 7 until 9 p.m. at Faith Church, Wen Industrial Estate, Rogerston, NP10 9FQ. That ends this week's GB2RS News broadcast, brought to you by John, Golf 4 Tango, Romeo November. It's compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright over the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, rsgb.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7:30, have a good week from the GB2RS news team.